This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
By the way,
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I'm going to dig this up because I saw it yesterday. And I just got reminded of it because I saw on drudgereport.com the photo of Dustin Hoffman posing for a photo grabbing a woman's breast. We punched that up and all these new accusers are coming forward. But I saw one photo and then found a whole gallery. And I asked Pat Riley when we were working out to send it to him, and he didn't. I need to call him up. And it was Biden, like, standing behind a woman, grabbing both her breasts. I mean, full on, more than even Dustin Hoffman is. I mean, he's cupping her breast, and she's holding his elbow, and she looks like she's having a good time doing it. And the woman being grabbed by Biden looks like she's liking it, standing right next to her husband. I've got to find that photo. Just do a whole system-wide search, or call Pat Riley, or whatever we got to do. Ask Q to call Pat Riley. Just ask him. Pat's on vacation with his wife for 2 days, a quick vacation. He works here. He's a great guy. It's like, if I really want something, it's like, I really want that. No, you can't have it. But I want to show you this photo that I hadn't seen. I found a bunch of other photos. It just shows the disconnect. Is there any photo of Roy Moore doing that? Is there any photo of Trump doing that? No. But again, in most of these photos, the women look like they love it. And I've been out in Hollywood, and I've experienced it myself, where women throw themselves at you. And you've seen Elvis in the 50s, and girls are throwing their underwear at him, and people would try to rape Elvis. So sometimes women get really fired up and come after men, and it's not seen as rape-like behavior when they're doing it. It's mammals getting really excited about each other. But if it's not wanted, then it is sexual assault. No, that's not the one. It's that one. But folks are saying that's a fake one. Well, I know it's not fake. It's all the countless videos of him groping children. Because you guys just found another one in there. No, that's not the one he had. It was another one. The point is we could run hours of video of Biden groping little kids. And so I know that stuff off C-SPAN isn't fake. That's the problem with fakes, though. They put fakes out to then discredit real research that we're doing. The point is that it's mainly Democrats that are reporting that are part of this big slush fund. So people keep asking me, why do you still like Trump and why do you leave the door open on more? Well, Al Franken admits the photo of him grabbing the woman's breast while she's asleep, flying back from Iraq for the USO. He admits that's real. And Franken's been known for that over and over again. He's Hollywood scum. So they're the ones that have the history. They're the ones bombarding our kids with sexual messages. They're the ones trying to sexualize everything. Not Roy Moore. And not Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump never had any of these accusers until he ran for president. Here we have a Psycho Joe clip. I think it's important. Let's play this.
I want to gather some opinion pieces in response to this. I just have an incredibly uneasy feeling about this entire story, to be very honest. And tried to say that once yesterday,
Yeah. And
it was as if a bomb went off.
But by the way, so for people out there, I know there are a lot of little right-wingers who are like 14 or 15 okay. years old. No, hold on. And you have a blog post?
Mm.
You're like, oh, Mika's just saying this because she's a Democrat?
No.
I understand you're like, you go out and you play T-ball, then you come back in, then you do your blog post, and you have no sense of history. Mika Brzezinski, in 1999 and 2000, when everybody else
right.
in the Democratic Party was defending Bill Clinton, Mika has consistently said that Democrats were hypocrites. She's been saying it
Mika
for 17 years. All right. So why don't you go back and, get your juicy juice and go back in your basement and play with your Legos?
Or will we fall down and hit our head?
A little history before you start talking about how Mika.
Will our brains get knocked out? Will we be found dead? And then the autopsy will get sealed by the police? I mean, what happens if we don't go drink our juicy juices? And you sit there and talk down to us like we're little kids. Oh, Mika, you're so wonderful with no viewers. Oh, Scarborough with your big. Oh, Bozo the Clown Mars Attacks haircut. He may be actually an alien and just rips that hair off. There's a big gray alien head. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's the most wonderful time of the
Jones, your host. We are broadcasting worldwide from the ATX, Austin, Texas. I'm coming to you from the geographical heart of, I think, the greatest state in our wonderful union. But no matter where you are, across the fruited plain or Alaska or Hawaii or anywhere else in the world listening, Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And I hope we all have a safe and happy and successful new year. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi, our Washington, D.C. main correspondent, joining us here in just a moment. We've got his articles up on InfoWars.com and on NewsWars.com. And I've got to say, Dr. Corsi, I'm really proud of him, has been leading the way on the Judge Roy Moore news, on Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and their monopoly behavior, on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac being looted for Obamacare, and on, most importantly, the DOJ being run by Hillary Clinton Foundation stay-behinds, and now it's unraveling with a senior Justice Department official who was involved in the whole FISA court situation having to step down. We now know this other FBI agent who was very senior, he had to step down because he's clearly been involved, just as different congressmen are starting to realize. So this is a very, very exciting time to see the wheels coming off. And the Democratic Party stay-behind network that refused to leave the executive branch and that has been there trying to sabotage the recovery, to see that failing, to see the Russia narrative failing. Now they're saying, oh, our great proof is an email handed over with all the emails, the entire Trump organization, of someone in September of last year, less than a month before the election, or a month and a half before the election, sending us links to WikiLeaks with the keys to get into it. We were sent that hundreds of times. Everybody was. WikiLeaks was being interviewed by the New York Times at that time. Everyone was. Fox News was having them on. They act like, hey, WikiLeaks is Russian, when there's no proof of that. And then they act like if you talk to them, you're evil. Meanwhile, Hillary creates fake dossiers, pays $13 million for it. The FBI certifies it, and this is what they've got. This is what they've got. So advocacy group reports Twitter death threats against FCC chair. That got linked on Drudge the last few days as well. We're going to cover all of this with Dr. Corsi of InfoWars.com. But now we have top DOJ official demoted amid probe of contacts with Trump dossier firm or met during the 2016 campaign with Christopher Steele. And you've got all the rest of this happening. So the cover-up is unraveling. Hillary criminally creating fraudulent dossiers, fraudulent investigations, fraudulent warrants at the FISA court, then lying about the fact that warrants even existed. Email shows effort to give Trump campaign WikiLeaks. That's all they're hanging their hat on. Another Corsi article, FBI Director Wray, a deep state operative with ties to Comey. We're going to go over that. Meanwhile, Obama appointee judge. Oh, yeah, it's a big judge. The judge over the Flynn case. Should have led the show with that. Not just Justice Department high-level officials and the number two FBI guy on the investigation with the fake dossier, now off the case. We now have Obama-appointed judge mysteriously recuses himself from Michael Flynn case, but none of that's in the news. Judge also sat on FISA court during spying on Trump campaign. So you've got the very judge with these fraudulent warrants, which they covered up, sitting over in judgment over Flynn. I mean, it's all Clinton operatives. 97% of Mueller's team are Democrats and give money exclusively to the Democratic Party and cheerlead for Hillary, but it gets worse. The 3%, they've never given money and are apolitical. So what does that tell you? 97%, they admit that. So, Dr. Corsi, when I say the wheels have come off, this has blown up their face, Hillary's in deep trouble, I think clearly that's fair to say. This is absolutely burning them alive politically right now. Even mainline Democrats are having to admit that they are in deep, deep trouble. You've always got the latest. Now, where should we start with this whole spectrum of incredible news?
Well, I think you're right, Alex. I think this is the first time, and I'm confident, that the Democrats are actually scared that the whole Russia investigation is going to turn against them. I mean, these are pretty remarkable revelations that we saw yesterday with Christopher Wray, who, by the way, is another deep state operative. He was part of the Enron prosecution with Wiseman and Comey. And, you know, it's pretty clear that that was an operative prosecution that was largely discredited, overturned in the circuit courts. And Christopher Wray was part of that operation. Yesterday, he refused to answer questions about whether this Fusion GPS dossier, the discredited dossier, was used to get FISA court approval to wiretap electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign. And I think it's very clear, as Jim Jordan pointed out yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee, that this is at the core of the corruption. And now we find out that this judge who recused himself in the Flynn prosecution, we didn't know why until we found out that he is on the FISA court and could be perhaps the very one who gave the FBI approval to wiretap Trump and his campaign based on this lying, fake dossier.
And now we've got fake indictments out of the swamp, out of these kept grand juries. And the word is Mueller's looking at an indictment, maybe even of Trump, by Christmas. Are they crazy enough to try to pull this off when in front of God, country, and the whole world, naked as jaybirds, they're all one big crew engaged in massive fraud openly?
I don't think it's going to happen. I think Trump is clearly gunning to impeach Trump. I don't have any doubt about that. And he's a clear operative with a long history of defending the Clintons in the Justice Department and the FBI. But I don't think he'll do it by Christmas. I think Mueller's biggest problem is that he is going to be exposed in this entire Uranium One scandal. And what you're going to find out is his entire prosecution is based on this Fusion GPS dossier. I mean, conceivably,
well, of course, and you've also got Strzok now. Congressman Jim Jordan and others are sure of it. And, of course, he was the head of the Russia operation, so obviously he'd be the guy that did it. He's the one that brought the fake PP dossier to the FISA court to begin with, so the whole thing basically has to end. The investigation is a total fraud at that moment.
Yeah, and all the evidence that the Justice Department got through the FBI based on a FISA court order on this fraudulent Fusion GPS Russia dossier, it could conceivably all be thrown out of court. And then you've got the fruit.
And well, they admit the dossier is a fraud to begin with. So if the whole fake thing started with a fake dossier, the PP gate, and then you've got all these Democratic operatives going and lying to the court to get it, I mean, right there, it's a mistrial. It's over. You have to end the investigation because the whole thing was based on a lie.
Precisely. And I think even the intelligence estimate that they came out with, I said all these intelligence agencies agree Russia intervened in the election. I think that's likely based, too, on this Fusion GPS lying Russia dossier.
Well, sure, they now admit it wasn't 17. It was four, and it was three individuals from the four agencies who were all Clinton operatives. Yet again, this is the phoniest thing, like a plastic banana. I mean, this is ridiculous. Let me ask you this, going to break. We're going to come back. What does Trump do? You know, I usually agree with Roger back when he said fire Mueller, but at the same time, this is hurting them more. It's a fraud. Even if they have the swamp indict Trump, if there's a grand jury swamp and the swamp king, Mueller indicts them, that's going to blow up in their face. I think his other idea of a special investigator, a special counsel over Mueller to make him recuse, I think that's a way to really fire him, but without doing it by the letter of the law or the spirit of the law.
I think you're on the right track there. And when we get back, I want to explain how I think if Trump allows Congress to expose all the corruption at the heart of Mueller's investigation, at the heart of the FBI, you're going to have Mueller under investigation, and he'll have to resign as special prosecutor. Well, I think that's the best strategy.
And that was my next question after we say, what does Trump do when we come back? Obviously, you have a lot of contacts. I don't know how much we can get into this, but I heard about this months ago. Now it's admitted that the Justice Department for 11 months has been criminally investigating Hillary, Comey, all these junior people, senior people, and, of course, Mueller. So you're kind of foreshadowing what is already going on, the fact that was this a trap the whole time. Some people think Mueller's this big genius and really working for Trump behind the scenes, and that this was a way to set up the Clintons, or maybe that he turned over to Trump secretly. We'll ask you that question as well with Dr. Jerome Corsi straight ahead.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Segment. I'm going to try not to interrupt like I was doing, but I want to just make sure we're covering every facet of this, because you got the head judge over the Flynn case recusing. Turns out they're involved in the FISA court. This is insane. You should have never put a judge that did the warrants for that then over the individual. You've got all these DOJ people having to resign at the highest levels. You've got this high-level FBI agent involved with the dossier and all the rest of it, then involved covering up for Hillary, and then involved being over Flynn as well. It's a very small knit group that they've got running this whole kangaroo situation. And now we've got Senator Grassley and others saying this is a fraud. We've got Jim Gordon saying this is a fraud. And then there's a whole other backdrop, of course he's exposed, about how the censorship's increasing. Facebook calls us now and is threatening to take all our Facebooks down if we don't remove videos. YouTube is targeting InfoWars, saying it's copyright. If I play videos of myself, Time Warner has declared ownership of my image and who I am, and YouTube has announced that they may just remove me completely because I'm owned by Time Warner. They have no contracts, no nothing. They just, I guess, want to get in a lawsuit. We've had lawyers for 2 weeks behind the scenes on this, and Time Warner says, we own you. You can't have your own site. It's insane. So, I don't know what to say at this point. It's reached next level. YouTube targets InfoWars video for featuring Alex Jones. Says Time Warner owns my likeness. So, Dr. Corsi, we only got like 8 minutes here. Try to run through all that we're facing and what you think the next shoe to drop here is.
Well, I think I just texted you a letter here that was sent by Chairman Grassley to the FBI, and is focusing on Strozek. Now, key points are these 4 and 5, where what Grassley's focusing on is that Strozek headed this Russia investigation, and he was dealing with Christopher Steele, who is the British intelligence agent behind the dossier.
He's the PP man.
Paying them. Yes, and the FBI was paying for this dossier. The dossier is a lying dossier. It was the one that had all the sex stuff about Trump, and it was discredited widely. It was originally paid for by, I believe, one of the Republican campaigns, I think either the Jeb Bush or the Rubio campaign, and then the Democrats picked it up. The FBI, the Democrats paid for this dossier through their attorneys instead of the DNC, paid the money to Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie paid for the Fusion GPS dossier so as to kind of money launder where that payment came from. I think that's illegal.
Sure, that violates campaign finance law big time.
Right, and then you've got the FBI paying for this lying dossier with Strozek clearly anti-hate Trump and heading the Russia investigation. And then the next point, Grassley wants to know of any information where the FBI, through Strozek, was relying upon, referring to information in Steele's lying dossier to get FISA warrants, other search warrants, or any judicial process. I think what you're going to find is this lying Fusion GPS is the origin of the entire Russian collusion.
Sure, that's what Congressman Jim Jordan is saying as well. They're acting really scared, and members of the committee that have seen classified info have said, get ready, more is about to come out. Any intel from your sources up there about what more may be getting ready to come out? And the big enchilada that we mentioned before the break, what about the criminal investigation we now know that the inspector general has been doing for 11 months of Hillary and Mueller and all the rest of these people in their investigation?
I'm hopeful the inspector general is going to be honest. And I think so far the information we have on Strozek came from the inspector general. That was hidden. That Strozek had been fired by Mueller, had been hidden since summer. That FBI investigation could demand that Sessions, and I can't figure out what's wrong with Sessions. I mean, he must be under some kind of compromise, but you know, this is all going to turn through the summer against the Democrats and the investigation.
I think it's already turning, and I think they know that.
Yes. And we're going to find out more. There's going to be a whole list. You saw when, you know, also, one of the congressmen yesterday read a list of people in the FBI to Ray and was asking, that was Louis Gohmert, who said, how about this agent? How about this agent? Well, the Congress has got the information on just about every one of the investigators in Mueller's campaign being compromised as either pro-Hillary or hate
Yes,
Trump.
And why are they holding back so they can kind of Chinese water torture, drip, 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 and not shoot the lot at once?
Well, I think you're going to have a little, they're going to let it come out through these hearings like they did yesterday. That was the first shoe to drop. And I also published today that Christopher Wray is an operative. He goes back in the deep state FBI with
exactly. Weinstein. So why in the Comey. World was he? Why did Trump move him as the nominee for the FBI head?
I think Trump has been, you know, ill-advised by it. Got to wise up to Washington. The people who have been advised to appoint are really Clinton operatives in many and clearly Christopher Wray is a Clinton operative.
I agree.
And here you're going to see Grassley and the other hearings. You're going to see the Senate Intelligence Committee, both Judiciary Committees. They're going to expose not only Strozek, but deep into the FBI
sure.
where this Fusion GPS paid for, known it was not reliable, is the basis of the Russian collusion.
But now, doctor, just interrupt her, now that we have Orr, senior member of the Justice Department resigning, the judge resigning over the case of Flynn, all the Strzok in big trouble and so much more, couldn't Mueller or any of these guys just flip back to America and just stop it and admit it's a fraud as the Clintons lose power and as their Saudi money was cut off by Trump? I mean, can't they realize we've already beaten them? And for the betterment of the country and their own selves, don't they know how to just give up?
I wish they would, but I think they're so dug into their anti-hate Trump that's going to destroy them. Their hate Trump is going to destroy the Democratic Party. It's going to destroy Mueller's investigation. It's going to destroy the FBI. We're going to find deep, deep corruption in the Department of Justice. It's going to have to basically be closed down and start over.
Exactly. I mean, the Justice Department, the FBI, is betting against a global reawakening, global populism, and an American resurgence and an exploding economy with a big, juicy Americana president. I mean, they're like stepping in front of a bullet train. They are crazy.
Well, it's their own hatred. They're blinded by their own hatred of Trump. These people hate Trump so badly that they'll do anything to get them. And that's the DOJ has become a corrupt prosecution that will do anything to get a conviction. Lie, cheat, steal. I've been pointing this out in the Billy Waters case, where you actually have on record an FBI agent who for 4 years leaked to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal about Billy Waters to try to get a conviction on insider trading. Then they turned a witness who lied against Billy Waters at trial. I mean, the whole thing in the FBI is corrupt from the head down. And it starts in the DOJ as well. It starts with Holder, with Lynch.
I know you're highly regarded with a lot of FBI people I know. What percentage, because they're either really good or they're really bad, was the top half completely controlled by globalists, or what would you say?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I'd say it's more than 40% of the FBI is completely corrupt. The agents in the field are the ones who are doing a good job and are not being listened to.
Just like everything else. All right, incredible amount of articles at InfoWars.com. We don't have any writer as prolific as Dr. Corsi, and he's so on target. What a real national treasure. Thank you, sir. We've got Mr. Malik, a former top globalist. He wasn't really a globalist, but he was in the top ranks of them, in studio coming up.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing using fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, the amount of insane news, the good things happening, the bad things happening, the ugly things happening, the fantastic things happening, it is just a quickening. It is insane. Bombshell, Roy Moore accuser, Beverly Nelson admits she forged the yearbook. That's huge. Top DOJ official demoted amid probe of contacts with Trump and the dossier firm. More FBI agents being taken off the case for being Democratic operatives. We have got the FBI director now, you know, caught working for the Clintons as well. The Obama-appointed judge mysteriously recuses himself from Michael Flynn case. Turns out they were the one involved in the FISA court. This is a rigged deal, and the House of Cards is coming down. They tried to impeach Trump. Couldn't hardly get any votes on the House floor yesterday. We're going to play that clip coming up as well. That's just some of the news. Meanwhile, jobs report crushes expectations as hurricane impact fades. Meanwhile, they're just panicking, though the economy is coming back. But I've got the big EU news here. And remember, as goes the EU, so goes a lot of the world. It's globalism's last stand, the unelected private corporate system that is anti-free market, crony capitalist. They said, if Hillary loses, we're going to fall apart. And they said, now if the euro collapses, which they predicted it would, it's over. There'll be a new chance for real global free trade, real global freedom, and Americana worldwide, not a, kind of a new Soviet Union meets EU bureaucrats. So I've got a stack of articles here, some of them written by Ted Malik. Here they are. Pathetic appeaser. Theresa May makes heavy concessions on money, regulatory alignment to the EU. So basically a backroom deal to screw Brexit. 7 days of creation, Trump's first week as president. That's a Theodore Roosevelt Malik article on WorldNetDaily.com. RT, United States of Europe. Germany Schultz wants to consolidate EU, kick out those who disagree. They've got a new EU army. They're threatening the different Eastern European countries with 100,000 euro fines if they don't let illegals in. They're talking about forcibly bringing them in. So those are just some of the insane articles on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, Ted Malik's a best-selling author. But listen, studying Davos, studying Bilderberg, studying the Aspen Institute, a lot of groups that he helped, you know, found and was involved in. I remember reading about Ted Malik 25 years ago, studying key people in globalist organizations. That doesn't mean everybody in them is bad. But about a decade ago, I started seeing him really critical of it, saying the EU is going to fall apart, it's going to go down, it's authoritarian, that he got involved in all this to promote freedom worldwide. And now you've seen Peter Thiel do the same thing. More and more people, Sean Parker, former head of Facebook, come out and say, you know, this is authoritarian, we got to stop it. So kind of the conscience of people that have been inside, I wouldn't say you were one of them, because since I got to read more of your stuff a decade ago, I mean, I realized, how did you get in there then? Talk about yourself. Explain how, you know, a fellow like you from Canada ends up at the very highest levels on the board of directors of some of the top organizations like Davos, kind of Bilderberg Public. What got you to the highest levels of it? And then what made you one of the early people to say it's going down? A real trailblazer predicting what we're now in the middle phases of.
Well, I'm from Philadelphia, not from Canada, but
I forgot. You used to live in Canada.
I did my PhD in Canada.
That's right.
I have some Canadiana about me, but
I'm from Canada.
I think that
you're an American. I'm just joking.
Academic credentials actually still have some validity in our world. I've got, you know, enough of those for that, but 10 people. So
as a Canadian.
Yeah. So when you have those and at an early age, you start doing things. And I was in the State Department when I was 28. I was running the UN in Europe when I was 35. You know, people keep giving you other opportunities. They like your resume. They like the way you act, the way you think. And, it opens up a lot of opportunities. So,
by the way, his book that he inscribed to me is in my car. Well, somebody go grab that out of my front seat of my car. Thanks. Go ahead. I want to show that.
You're reading it while you drive. You got to, well, at least a little.
No, I already read your book, Davos, Aspen, and Yale. By the way, they're in my office. By the way, you're a good looking guy there on the cover.
Well, that's a few years ago. I think that picture was taken in 1992. So some of us age better than others. But
so you grow up in Philadelphia, but you go to school in Canada, come back to the U.S., Yale, you name it. I mean, break down then that process.
Yeah, so it's a statement about career, not ambition, blind ambition, but something students can learn from. If you're a good student, if you work hard, if you're thoughtful, and I had some great mentors along the way who were very conservatives, you know, in both in political philosophy and in economics, you have opportunities, you take them, you work in, you know, different places, even in the private sector. In America, we go in and out of the private sector, so I've done that numerous times. And it builds up what we used to call a Rolodex, is really a network, and people keep calling on you to do things because you can actually deliver.
I was about to say, because you're not just big in academia. You've been really successful in business and also coaching corporations. I mean, I just done a lot of stuff.
I know. I've worked with 150 companies. I've worked on, I think I've been on 36 boards of both think tanks, universities.
So, again, what made you get into the power structure, and then once you're there, when did you start becoming that force against globalism in the middle of it?
Well, I think even at the beginning, I had an acumen which largely grew out of my reading of the great books, which my father brought me up to read, and my Sunday school teachers who taught me about the history of Christianity. And I always had this kind of ethical dimension so that when I saw something, I could actually describe it as good, bad, or indifferent.
You're not Canadian, but you are a theologian then.
Well, I have some degrees in theology,
yes.
And I have certainly studied theology, and I am a practicing Christian, and that makes some other people, certainly in the secular and in the globalist world, very nervous besides.
We talked about it at dinner last night. I mean, there's a lot of Luciferianism in globalism.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, you're in the inside of this...
You don't want me to go there, do you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, though. No,
well, we're going to go there a little bit later, next hour, but keep going, sorry.
Yeah, so you see a lot of things, you meet a lot of people. Some of them are fine actors, and I've had the ability to be around some very fine political corporate actors. I've worked for some really fine companies, but you also see a lot of really bad stuff. And I've not been afraid to name names. And in this memoir, which I wrote largely for my kids, because they asked me, what is it that you do, Dad? They didn't really know. I'd been on a lot of airplanes. And I told them the story, and that's the story. And it's an insider's story of, how you can be salt and
light. It's a powerful book. I learned a lot from it. But so you're inside the situation from the beginning. They knew you were pro-America, pro-free market. And I guess they kind of sold globalism early on as kind of Americana worldwide. But at what point did you really start to criticize it, and why did they leave you right in the middle of it if you were so critical of it?
Well, I think this is a gradual process. You know, in the 1992-95 period, globalization and Americanization were somewhat synonymous, as you suggest. And it became more and more apparent that these globalists had a very, very different agenda. It had nothing to do with America. They would use America, use America funding, use American political prowess, but they really had their own agenda. And that's very evident in what I call the EU-SSR, because it is really, just as I describe it, a kind of new Soviet Union, if you will, that has very, very strong globalist agenda. And it's apparent that this transatlantic relationship, which we have largely paid for since World War II, is built on the wrong premise. They've taken advantage of us. As Trump said, we were really a goat. They took our money. They took our defense. We paid 80% of the costs of NATO, and we've looked the other way. Germany, which is a very wealthy country, that's only the engine of growth in Europe, is paying less than 2% of its annual GDP for defense, 1.32%. I mean, we're paying for Germany's welfare state as a result of our subsidy of NATO.
That's really it. Is globalists have used control of the U.S. government to parlay our wealth into all their own little adventures in the world and propping us up. And so as soon as Trump took the government's foot off our neck, suddenly things came roaring back, and all these entitled little globalists are now completely panicking. So I want to talk to you about, you predicted what's happened over a decade ago. Then give us the bird's eye view from an insider who wasn't an insider on what's going to happen next. Ted Malik, straight ahead. We'll also tell you about his books. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be ours.
That's Judy Garland, folks.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Hey, beat that. The FCC's talking about banning that word. You know, I'm not joking. That's how this political correctness works. Joining us for the next hour and 15 minutes or so is Ted Malik. He's an academic, business guy, best-selling author, been on the board of the Davos Group, been part of many of the top globalist organizations, but over the years promoting Americana and resisting it, and was one of the first people inside the organizations, was it over a decade ago, saying, hey, they're going down, it's falling apart, it's authoritarian, the EU is going to go down, America is going to come back. So just briefly, how were you able to predict it? What did you witness? And then tell us the next shoe to drop with Europe as people resist its unelected authoritarianism inside Europe, doubles down with an EU army, says you will accept the Islamic invasion, becomes even more pushy, repeating history, even after they just witnessed the Brexit, it seems to only make them more arrogant.
Well, the answer to the first question is I think that you do analysis, you look at the options, you do future scenarios, you look at the trend lines, and I was an early caller in this game to say that this was going to happen, and in conversations with all kinds of leaders, both in the U.S. and in Europe, you know, we've been able to make that prediction. So I would say that in the Trump 8 years of administration, and I believe it will be 8 years of administration, we will see the world shift even more radically in our direction. America is back. That's just a huge statement in and of itself. And I think we have one person to thank for that.
And globalism is all about losing your nation states, losing your individual cultures. They admit that. And it's such an ugly, horrible final revolution. It is true tyranny. It's an attack on free will. And then here comes Trump. Here comes populism. Why now?
Well, we don't eat European food. We don't speak European language. We don't homogenize everything so that there's no distinctness. I mean, the beauty of culture is its differentiation, its peculiarity. So I think we see this movement in Europe now. It's very strong in Eastern Europe. It's obviously very strong in Britain. There are elements in every single European country. I think the European elections are proving this, will prove it next year in Italy. All these countries are moving back to their own nationhood. And there's no reason they can't all be great. I mean, greatness is infinitely wide. It doesn't mean they have to be at war or competing with each other. And I think that America sets the bar very high on that. And a lot of people still everywhere in the world will follow what's happening in America. So the world is moving away from this, you know, new world order back to an order that has more to do with states and has to do with national localities.
A lot of people say, I don't care about Europe, but they have to understand, even the globalists themselves say, if Hillary loses, we're almost completely defeated, and then the European Union will fall next. Why is that a good thing? Well, it's unelected, it's authoritarian, it was snuck in under trade deals, just like NAFTA and GATT and TPP, and it's about self-determination. We're being conquered by this global cabal, and its main final command base is the European Union and the United Nations.
Correct.
And so, I mean, this is really the battle of the 21st century for freedom.
This is the battle of these decades. I think we've actually surprised them because we're starting to take back territory, in a sense. I mean, the way I put it is, with Trump, we're no longer on the defensive. We're on the offensive. And everything he does, week in, actually day in, day out, that's what's so amazing about it. It's not just carrying here and there willy-nilly once in a while. Every day something is happening on Trump's watch. Israel this week, you know, Jerusalem, Middle East, Russia.
Border secured, economy coming back. And it's the perfect timing of how he waited and did all this. And then just right at the right time as the stars aligned, historically, boom. It's biblical.
It is. So I wrote an article some months ago, actually, time of the election, saying with Trump's election, it'll be like the first 7 days of creation. And I meant that not literally, but metaphorically. And the fact is, almost everything that I laid out in that article has happened already, and we've only witnessed the first year of Donald J. Trump.
Let's talk about the first 7 days of Trump's creation. In fact, I've got the article right there. Let's go back over that. Because you predicted it a year ago. Here we are a year later.
It's a checklist. It's quite amazing. What will he do? Immediately he'll end all of Obama's executive orders. Done. He'll try to stop Obamacare. He wanted to do it. It's the damn U.S. Senate that stopped him from doing it. And he'll, as I said here, cut off the head of the snake called ISIS. Done. You go down this
list. It's now defeated.
This checklist of some 30.
The Russians things. Declared 2 days ago they're defeated.
Yeah, they're defeated. But this list, there are maybe two or three things he still has to do. So he hasn't yet built the wall. I said that
by the way, CNN wrote articles yesterday saying Trump's keeping his promise keeper, and showed how he's done at least half or more of everything he said. And they were saying that was a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, they believe it's a bad thing because they're in the business of media malpractice. I mean, that's
a term you've coined.
It's a term I've coined, and I wanted you to use it, so I'm glad you're using it. But the fact is, CNN and other another networks, but now it's all those networks, it's all the mainstream networks, are basically just anti-Trump networks. And people are turning it off. It's just like the NFL games. People have stopped going.
And that's my next question. The NFL has lost like 35% just this last year and a half, 50% total the last 3 years being political, and they don't care. They can't stop. It's just they're killing themselves.
Well, they're going to go out of business. They're going to have a going out of business sale. If that's what they intend to do, then put the guy back in charge, and they seem to have done that.
Don't they get that even if they kill Trump, that would make him a martyr, that they are going to lose?
Well, I don't even like to have that thought, and I pray that he has security every night. But the fact is, Trump is doing all the stuff on this list. This was my wish list of everything could happen in the best biblical account, and he's done like 90% of the stuff. Now, he's got to put more good people, I think, into the administration.
He's been successful with executive action because the globalists had put so much power in the executive to circumvent the people. But he, again, their strength, he made it their weakness. And now, OTPP, boom, NAFTA gap, renegotiated, boom, 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 boom.
One after the other. These are things that people said he could not do. His advisors even said, well, maybe you should think about doing that twice. Or how could you defund this part of the United Nations? How could you allow the Israelis to have a capital in Jerusalem? We're just fulfilling these promises. And it's an incredible...
Yeah, 30 years ago they passed a law to do this, and all the other presidents have agreed to it. And then Trump goes, oh, you're going to blow us up if they have a capital? Well, you know, we can't live in fear.
Well, the next thing that happens, I'll predict it right here, is he'll solve the North Korean dilemma, which is really a Damocles sword hanging over our head. And the way he'll do that, and he's already, and then you hear some of his advisors like Madison McMaster's talking for him, the way he'll do that is escalate the rhetoric, which he's done. He's going to enforce a complete sanction. He's actually going to, I think, put an embargo on North Korea. He will then use EMP weapons in order to change the entire scenario, and we will see the end of that regime in North Korea.
Are you saying he'll move EMP weapons in to make them sue for peace, or he'll hit them with EMP?
I think he'll hit them.
Well, they're moving the troops and everybody in. Our military sources say they've been told we're going to hit North Korea.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is listen to the National Security Advisor. He said the chances of that are increasing, he said the other day, day by day.
So knowing all the establishment elite speak, you're saying this is serious.
It's going to happen, and I'll predict it's going to happen in the next 6 months of the year 2018.
Kim Jong-un better get his act together, boy. I tell you, this is crazy. I pray for peace. We're going to go to break and come back, and I want to get into things you want to talk about the world, where we are, what's happening from your perspective, you know, being inside the highest levels of this system. By the way, folks, don't do your Christmas shopping with the big establishment stores if you don't want to, you know, fund the enemy or Jeff Bezos or any of that. Do it at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the best products out there, amazing supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, you name it. We have fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Colloidal silver, again, is great. So is the iodine. 50% off on that. Our vitamin mineral fusion, amino acid, fruit punch, totally organic. That's 50% off. And our new product, Alpha Power, with LJ100 and a bunch of other key things, is in. It's going to be our best-selling product. I know it is. But be careful of this because it's powerful for the brain, stamina, libido, you name it. It works so well. It's just joke level how good it is. I know it's going to be our new best-selling product. Now 50% off out of the gate, so you can try it. Alpha Power, available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalists